Joining us on the line, Darren Bergman. He is the DA Shadow Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. A very, very good morning. How are you?
All right. And you? Good morning. Good morning.
Were there any books that you were read to or you read as a child that that just stand out in your childhood memory?
Yeah, for me, look, I was a hard boys fan, but I would say Adrian Mole probably stands out the most for me.
I forgot about Adrian Mole, of course. Adrian Mole, the diaries, that would have been, oh, that's a brilliant one. Absolutely, and Hardy Boys definitely. Zanati was also saying that was hers. That was one of her favorites as well. All right, so just getting on to some of the very serious issues that you've been dealing with over the last while. Bring us up to speed. You've been very active in assisting South Africans who have been stranded abroad to get home at what must be the most incredibly stressful time in their lives. Give us this context and tell us what's happened.
Yeah, I must say, look, last week was quite a, you know, last weekend going into lockdown, I thought we were going into these 21 days of quietness and solitude. And, you know, you had the president saying that people would be allowed back into our airspace, although it would be quarantine, et cetera. And then you had Minister Mbalula saying that the airspace would be locked down completely. And for me, you know, I wasn't perturbed either way. You know, I thought the call was prudent. I thought it was actually, you know, fine for us. I think, you know, to flatten the curve, I think you have to be aggressive. But then in between those announcements from Minister Mbalula and the airport actually having to close during lockdown, what happened on the Wednesday and Thursday that some of those airlines actually closed, didn't fly those last legs. So airlines like British Airways and Qatar Airlines actually just left that Joburg leg at the airport. So we had, I'd say about 250-odd people stranded in those airports. So people started phoning me and parents started shouting at me as if it was my fault. And my weekend became very hectic.
How could it have been your fault, just as a matter of interest, or is that irrelevant?
You know, when you become a ward counselor, you realize that everything's your fault. You know, if it hails, it's your fault. If it rains, it's your fault. Right. So when you become
a Zanati trying to, Trump being a talk show host, see how that goes down.
So when you become a member of parliament, you realize that you could be blamed for anything. So in this day and age, you know, when it was the breakdown of this lockdown, you know, I was getting sworn at for everything and my poor leader was getting phoned and told that his ministers, you know, of international relations is useless. They can't get their daughter back from Dubai. So with that being said, I started this platform with my guys in London and I said, look, let's start this WhatsApp platform. Let's get these 300 guys registered and let's just try to get them back. Let's see what we can do.
Right.
And within 24 hours, this platform had 254 people registered. So we had to break up into regions. And within 4 days, we had 1,000 people registered on these platforms. And within less than 5 days, we had grown to over 1,800 people on 7 different WhatsApp platforms.
Incredible.
So
incredible.
These are people that I was just going to say,
that shows you the need and the demand.
Yeah. They're wanting to come back into South Africa. Those beeps, I don't know if you can hear them. Those beeps are the beeps that keep on happening all over every 5 seconds. They're all over the world asking for help.
So how many South Africans are trapped overseas that would like to or need to come home?
Well, on the platforms are nearly 2,000, but we've narrowed it down to the people that qualify, the people that are people that wanted to fly from the lockdown dates, during the lockdown dates, and those come down to pretty much the same numbers as what the minister announced during her press conference, which are 1,481. That's literally about the number we got to as well on our database. You know, the others are chances. They people that have decided they don't want to be locked down in those countries, and now they want to come back. And those, unfortunately, or, you know, those aren't really the people that are prioritized on our database.
Right.
We prioritize the people that wanted, they were booked to come back. They were trying to get back. Mm. And those are the priorities on our database.
Right. So how do you go about doing this? Because obviously with airports, with borders being closed, with airlines not flying or very limited amount of flights going, what's available to you to help these people?
Well, this was interesting. I mean, it was never going to fly as a DA project. I mean, you'd appreciate
Of course, yeah.
And the DA, I mean, John Steenhuisen as the leader, said that we have to reach out to our ministers anyway. And we've released a blue book that has said that this isn't business as usual. So it's not DA playing politics with the ANC during the COVID lockdown.
Mm. Yeah, in fact, we spoke to John Steenhuisen yesterday, and that's one of the things that I commended him on, is I think that the DA has been tremendous, absolutely fantastic in their support of government and the role that they're playing. I think it's been really something to be very proud of.
Correct. It's our two parties, and it's not parties. It's how people in two parties are working together, and you can't actually tell what the parties
absolutely
are, who the people
wonderful.
In the. You can just tell people from South Africa are working together.
Right.
So this project became a South African project, and people from an executive and people from South Africa are working together with machinery of the state to bring people back. So we've been passing our databases and information that we've been getting to machinery of the state called DIRCO, and using DIRCO as our, you know, as our port of call,
right,
and sending information to the minister, asking the minister to please come back for us. But knowing, I'm not saying that the minister made these announcements because of us, we actually had faith that the minister would make these announcements. Yeah. So all in all, it's all been fitting into place, you know, around the times that we've been pushing, that as soon as she came back from isolation, and, you know, we've been wishing her well, she's been in communication with me. As soon as she came back into from isolation, things started all just fitting into place. And, before long, these announcements have been made that have given, you know, they've just given these little pockets of hope. So yesterday what happened was 8 people that have been stuck in Dubai for, since that Thursday night, that have literally been sleeping in airports. And again, I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. It's no one's fault. We're living in an unprecedented time with all countries having to close down. And, you know, this is like akin to probably a world war type of scenario.
Absolutely.
Where countries are, you know, having to do things that it's, you know, you're not seeing it. You've never had to really see it in our lifetime.
For sure.
But, you know, you're seeing, so these people are living in an airport. They're living off crisps and handouts of like water, living in basins, and you know, it's almost like that movie Terminal. And they literally are now flying out in a cargo plane. They get the permission. DIRCO has to work with transport, the Department of Transport in South Africa, and have to work with the authorities in Emirates, literally to get these 8 people on a cargo plane, to pull them through to Joburg International. And until they really get through that airport, you don't know that this is going to happen. Until they process through that airport, you really don't know that it's all going to be safe. And once they were through, I mean, it was just celebrations all over. You know, emotions are high. It was just to have those 8 people through was just a you know, we had achieved something. We had all achieved something
together.
Yeah, and
it's incredible because, you know, if you look at it in the scheme of things, 8 people, not a lot of people given the South African numbers, but those 8 people it's such a sign of the level of care that each person is valued, each family counts, and that somebody's there to go out to bat for them. Because otherwise, can you imagine the isolation and the hopelessness that you're feeling, stranded in an airport, in a foreign country? Very, very frightening.
Yeah. Remember, we become family members of these guys. They're on our platforms. They're telling us their stories, and they've got family back at home. So 2,000 people are betting for them. The families back at home are betting for them. Two of the couples there had children at home that were in lockdown on their own. So, you know, these stories are all shocking in their own right, but the families at home are all there. So stories have got wings all over. So it's not just eight people. It's, you're doing this for thousands of people, really, when you think about it. And those eight people are not just eight people by the time they land. So it was, I mean, it was a big story. It was covered in e-news. It's covered now all over.
Amazing.
I mean, even in London, they're covering it because of the magnitude.
Yeah, incredible. Absolutely amazing. Darren Bergman, well done to you. Just keep doing this amazing work. It's exactly what we need is something we've been talking about here is that through this, it's quite interesting that people are finding their job, in inverted commas. And it came out, I realized it in a conversation with one of my kids who was having a very down and anxious day. And, we were just chatting about it and trying to sort of work through why he was in, such a negative space. And ultimately we believe that the answer was because he didn't feel he was doing anything. He wasn't contributing. He wasn't being productive. And what we had to try and determine, and each of us do that, some of us without realizing it and some of us with realizing it, is that we each need a job and we each need to play our role in fighting this war. You've most definitely found your role and your voice around this and well done to you and to the network, of course, that you've created around this and everybody that is helping. Hope that everybody comes back safely and that you can move on to your next job, whatever that might be. That's Darren Bergman, DA Shadow Minister of International Relations and Cooperation.